afternoon, The Exotic Set. This is Carrie speaking.
G'day, Carrie. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
I was just wondering if I would need to make an appointment for my used to snakes, yeah?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do go by appointments here, so yes, you would need to make an appointment to see the vet.
Okay, is there any possibility to get one today?
No, unfortunately, we are booked up for the next couple of days. Our next availability wouldn't be until potentially Friday afternoon. What's going on with your snake?
I'm pretty sure she's got mouth rot.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah, nothing horrible. She fed about 2.5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just tried to feed her again the last couple of days, and she's just a bit fussy.
Sure.
But you could see that her mouth's bubbling.
She's
got like a little tick on the side. It's not a tick, but and all the signs are leading to mouth rot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
okay.
She's got white in the mouth.
Next availability wouldn't be until 20 to 4 on Friday. If you're wanting to try and get in somewhere sooner, you could potentially try. Whereabouts are you situated?
Redcliffe. I'm in Kippering.
Oh, okay. So you're really close. Yeah, so the only other one
would
be...
pretty much directly across the road. I'm on George Street.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very close. The only other places would be Murrumba Downs Vet Surgery or Unusual Pet Vets at Chermside would be the other one. But obviously...
There's one at North Lakes?
Unusual Pet Vets. Murrumba Downs Vet MD would be the one near North Lakes as well. You could try and see if you can get in there sooner than Friday afternoon. Otherwise, they could make the appointment on Friday afternoon for you.
I think Friday afternoon fine. She's not in... she's not wheezing. She's fine.
Yep. Okay.
It's
sure.
just, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, she's not going to die.
I can definitely make the appointment then. If we have a cancellation, I'll give you a call to offer it to you sooner. Have we seen you here before?
No.
No? Okay. Let me just grab some details here. What's your first name?
Jason.
And your surname, Jason?
Silva, S-I-L-V-A, V for Victor.
Excellent. And an email address?
Just the letter J.
Yep.
Silva, S-I-L-V-A.
Yep.
2560.
Yep.
At hotmail.com.
Excellent. And your best contact number is the one that you're calling on now?
Yes, that's correct.
And your address?
79?
Yep.
George Street? Kippering. Hello?
Yes. Yep. I'm just...
Sorry, I thought I lost you.
No, I'm still here. Sorry, it's just my slow typing at the moment.
No, that's okay.
Excellent. And does your snake have a name?
Tequila Sunrise.
There we go. And male or female? Do you know?
Female.
And how old is she approximately?
She would be... I'm going to give her 2.5, nearly three.
Great, okay. And what breed of snake is she?
It's Bradley. I wonder if I could find all her paperwork. Would I need that?
No, we don't need that here. No, that's all okay. All right, so I'll pop that appointment in at 20 to 4 on Friday there. What I will do is send an email to the email, questionnaire to the email that you just given me. It just gives us a bit of insight about the husbandry, temperature, and the enclosures, the setup and everything. If you can just pop down...
Yeah, I was lazy with cleaning the enclosure. It has been a month and a half, maybe 2 months, so I'm guessing that's probably what's happened.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely have a look and see what's going on there. If we do have a vacancy sooner, I'll definitely give you a call and offer it to you, see if you can come to that one. But otherwise, we will see you on Friday at 3:40.
Okay. She's just fine in a Tupperware. Tupperware container, or is there something specific?
Yeah, no, if
you want me to bring her in?
No,
some people will be like, oh, I don't want a snake.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Probably a clear container with obviously vent holes and stuff, and the top would be good, just so we do a lot of the exam without minimal handling, and then we'll obviously handle her to have a good look in the mouth and see what's going on there. But that's perfect to bring her in. If you've got like a heat disc or something like that to keep her nice and warm while she's travelling, that would be good, but obviously you're just down the road. But we've got heat discs and stuff here if you don't have anything.
Okay, not a problem. And how... Do you have payment like options?
We do accept Afterpay, ZipPay, and we do have VetPay here as well. If you use VetPay, with VetPay, VetPay there is an administration fee here as well.
Okay,
not a problem.
Not a problem. I will see you at 20 to 4. Was it?
Yep.
20 to 4 Friday.
Yep, certainly.
3:40 Friday. Okay, I'll put that in my diary.
Not a problem, and I'll send that questionnaire to you now as well.
Okay, not a problem. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you then. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. Bye.